Oh, yeah?
Is that going to be your opening, your intro?
Is it going to be my opening? it yells, oh, yeah. With an echo.
My big podcast opening. Oh, yeah.
Like sands in the hourglass, these are the days of our lives. This is Zach from Witty and Fabulous.
Hi, my name is Ethan. Welcome to our podcast, dear listeners.
I was just feeling that. I don't know why. And then, like, the dramatic music. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm just going to do Law and Order.
Okay.
Do, do. Dun, dun.
Oh, my God. Burr, 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 burr. Wrong sound. Anyway, so the topic this week, I think it's going to be a combination of, like, venting. Okay. But also retail experiences.
Sure.
But let me cut you up.
Okay.
So with my car.
Yes.
So you know how, like, someone scuffed my passenger rear seat?
Yes.
Or door? I finally got an appointment. This happened on Black Friday last year. I've just, like, not touched it other than, like, trying to rub it off of my fingers. So I'm just like, I don't want to make it worse. I'm not a professional when it comes to paint. I'll just take it to Toyota and have them look at it. I get my appointment. I go there on last Monday, and I'm waiting in the lobby. The lady comes out. She's like, "What's going on? Show me your car." And I take her out there, and I was just like, "She's like, where's the damage?" I was just like, "Oh, it's barely noticeable. It's right here. It's on the passenger door rear." And she's like, "Give me a minute." And she comes back, and she just has this rag, and she's got something on it, and she just wipes it off. Spot's gone. It's like nothing happened to my car. I'm just like, what did you use? She said it's a composite remover or something. Some sort of composite rub.
Okay.
And I was just like, now I feel really stupid. Thank you so much. She's like, you're so welcome. I was just like, do I go in and pay? She's like, don't worry about it. It's not that big of a deal. I was just like, are you sure? She's like, no, we got you. I was just like, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Because she's probably like, this idiot. I seriously have not washed my car since then. Because I'm just like, the layers of dirt will help cover it up or distract from it. Because I don't see it. But everyone else does.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So, yeah, there's that. You know, now my car is back in pristine condition.
Love that for you.
Mm-hmm. How about your car?
Let me tell you. So, I made an appointment because my car is out of inspection since last November.
How long have you known this?
Last November.
So you've just known and you just, like, neglected.
Well, so every time I get in the car, I see it. I'm like, I need to do something about that. Then I get out of the car and I don't think about it again until I get back into the car. And it's just this cycle. ADHD brain, you know, out of sight, out of mind, literally.
You have to have the worst case of it, though, because you'll literally look at something, read it. In, like, a split second.
Forget. You know how they talk about, like, koalas and how they have smooth brain and they're really stupid? I think I have literally one wrinkle in my brain and that's all I got. That's all I got.
So the thought is traveling, it hits one speed bump and then just keeps going.
Yeah, it's like, whoop!
So it doesn't have all those speed bumps to be like, mm-hmm. hey, let's take care of this.
Exactly,
got you. Makes sense.
So I see it, I think about it, I'm like, I need to do something about this, and then I forget. Eventually, enough went wrong with my car to where I was like, all right, well, I'm always thinking about it. Yeah. So I got a hole in my tire.
Oh, yeah. Did you get a hole in both two tires?
Hole in the front tire, hole in the back tire. But I fixed the one in the front tire, and I thought I fixed one in the back tire until we were going to brunch, and I got that.
Notification, yeah.
Yeah, that it was still a problem, which it's a slow leak, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Still a problem. I have a faulty headlight. The headlight works. All the functions of the headlight work. But I'm getting an error every time you start up the car that just says error dynamic cornering light. Error vehicle lighting. It's two errors for the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
From the last time that I took it to the place, the dude was like, yeah, you need to have your headlight replaced. It's going to be free. I just have to order it. It was back ordered.
Oh, I think I remember you telling me this.
Yeah. And he was like, I'll call you when it gets here. No ETA, just because it's backordered. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. It's still functioning. It's not that big of a deal.
It's not a safety hazard yet.
Right. What else was wrong with it? So my steering wheel was peeling.
Are they going to do anything about that?
Yes, they're replacing it.
Ah!
They're replacing the steering wheel. They said that also, just like the headlight, the steering wheel is backordered. This is I'm getting ahead of myself again. But They're going to replace it. But then also, on top of the peeling steering wheel, the hole in my tire, and the fucked up headlight, and my car being out of inspection, I also have a recall on the retractable sunshade over the moonroof in my car. And that the recall description is, this retractable sunshade is not flame retardant enough, and it needs to be serviced. It
needs
to
be more retarded.
Yeah, we need to retard it a little. So
you never go full retard, though.
I think when it comes to flames, you can go full retard. Okay. Oh my god, I hate that. I'm gonna cut that out.
It's from a movie.
I know, but still.
Never go full retard.
The internet's gonna hear that, and in 30 years, they're gonna be like, "They said that out loud on the internet."
They said a lot of things out loud on the internet. Do you think they give a shit about that?
No, probably
not. A movie quote? I didn't write the fucking line. Anyway, so yeah. You got all these
list of things.
Mm-hmm.
And make an appointment, because I'm like, I gotta get shit done, and I'm probably, most of it's gonna be free, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I make the appointment, drop my car off, I talk to them the next day, and dude, like, he calls me, and he's like, "Hey, I have your car here," and my first response to missing a beat was, "I'm glad I left it there," so.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh,
stupid. and he was like, "Hey, we're running a little bit behind today. You have a lot that you need to on your car."
Uh-huh.
He was like, "I probably cannot get it all done today. Are you okay leaving it overnight, or do you want to come pick it up and bring it back?" I was like, "It's okay. I don't have to go anywhere today or tomorrow. I'll be okay. Like, take your time."
Mm-hmm.
He was like, "Cool."
What day was this?
I dropped it off on Tuesday or Wednesday of last week.
Okay.
Tuesday or Wednesday of last week.
So, Tuesday or Wednesday. Thursday is when they should have been done latest.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
I dropped it off on Tuesday night, actually, because the appointment was for Wednesday.
Okay. So, we'll give them an extra day and still say Thursday.
Right.
Okay.
So, the following day, he calls me. Okay. And he is just like, "Hey, so, we got the inspection done. Inspection's done on your car. We need to have somebody look at your tire, because that's on your parts list. We're installing the headlight now. But we still need to do the recall for the hot thing." He said that they don't have the steering wheel, they have to order it, but it is listed as back ordered, because apparently peeling steering wheel is something that's been happening to your car model, so there's not a lot of stock of that steering wheel, because it's a specific steering wheel to your car.
Right,
I was like, okay, cool. And he was just like, "Probably not going to have it done for you today." I was like, "What do you mean? What do you mean?" He's like, we still have a lot to do to your car, and there's a lot of other stuff going on in our shop today. It's probably going to take a little while." And I was like, "So one more day?" He's like, "That's what I'm thinking." Cool. So whatever. He then calls me back 30 minutes later, and he goes, "Surprise, we can't fix your tire. We're going to plug it, but plugging it doesn't work. It's still leaking. It's a slow leak. You'd probably be fine for like a week before it deflates and you have to fill it back up, but still relatively unsafe. We're going to have to order you a tire." And it's like, "You don't have the tires in stock?" And he says, "Nope, we surely do not." Which I guess...
They just sound really unprepared.
Well, so he told me this, and then I looked it up separately because I was like, I feel like he's giving me some bullshit so he doesn't sound like he is unprepared. But he said that the tires on my car are tires specific to the ID4 model. They don't have that tire on any other Volkswagen vehicle, and they don't just have a stock of those specific tires.
Mm-hmm.
They have to order it, and it's going to take 2 days. And this was on Friday. He said that it might come in mm-hmm. over the weekend. They'll install it on Monday, hopefully have it on Monday, but most likely the car will not be ready until Tuesday morning. I was like, "All right, cool. Yeah, I mean, I can't approve or deny this. I mean, it has to be done, so."
You're like, I better be getting a discount.
Yeah, well, so he gave me the price of the tire, which is like $250. I was like, "I'll pay you $100. He's like, "You can haggle with me all you want. It's not going to change the price of it. If you want any sort of discount, you would have to talk to the money people when you go to pay." He's like, I have no authority to approve or deny any sort of discount. So, like, don't waste your time or my time. Like, if you want something, talk to them. And I was like, I will be talking to them when I come to pick it up. Just give me a call when it's ready.
Wow.
Although, this has so far not been the greatest experience. Hands down, better than my windshield experience.
You've had the worst luck with having this car.
I know. God damn. The Jeep, not a single problem. Not a single problem.
Oh, the Renegade.
Yeah, the Renegade.
Yeah.
It was so good. I took it to get the oil change.
How long until you trade this car in?
Soon, honestly. I hate to say it, but I'm kind of done with it. Like, the amount of effort that it's taking to just get small shit done.
I think you should keep an electric because you've gotten used to it.
Yeah.
And you've already got the charger.
So. Yeah. I plan on getting another electric.
Get you a chassis.
But I'm thinking about leasing. I saw Cameron. For the exact same model car, I was going through Reddit. There was somebody who lives in Virginia, I think, that some Volkswagen dealership was offering $100 a month to lease the exact same model car as what I have.
I'd be careful with that.
But it's like the difference between, like, even if it's more than that, even if it's like $200, $300 a month to lease that car, so compared to $1,000 a month to
own
it.
You also have to keep in mind that you're going to eat whatever residual you've lost on this car. So it's like, the value of your car is not going to be what your loan is for. You're going to end up owing money.
Right. On, like, the leased car or this car?
Your current car.
Right. Well, so yeah, the value of it, I just looked
recently. And you're moving from a loan to a lease. They can't roll that over into a lease.
Right. I get that. But, like, I owe right now on the car 45-ish, ooh, give or take. I'm a little under. But the value of the car, I just checked recently, like, within the last, like, week, mm-hmm, of this model, this trim on that car, is 55. So, like, I'm not in a terrible spot.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Be optimistic.
I felt good about it till just now.
Okay. You know, just be optimistic. Be optimistic. I don't know. I always expect the worst. That way, when things work out or they're better than working out, I'm just like, yes, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
That's my outlook on it.
How does that work when you trade in something that you're, like, when you're going from, like, a car payment, like my situation, to a lease? Like, how does that work?
You'll have to pay the difference.
What do you mean?
If you owe more, so, like, let's say that they what is it called?
Refinance?
Not refinance. When they check the value of your current car and it is worth less than what your lease or your loan is, you will pay the difference.
Okay.
If it's more, you'll get that back.
Okay.
But traditionally, when you're trading in a car and you're going from loan to loan, if you still owe on that loan, they can roll that into your new loan.
Okay.
And then they call that, like, being upside down on your loan, mm-hmm, which is, it is what it is. I paid mine off, I think, my old car. Mm-hmm. I think I paid like $1,000 or some shit off. But yeah, you never want to be in that position because you don't want to be stuck still paying for a car that you no longer have.
Yeah, for sure.
Because then it's going to put you in the same position. When you go to trade in your next car, you're still going to be, in your mind, still stuck with that amount of money that you owed on your last car because it was rolled into your new loan.
Yeah.
But yeah, just that, and then you just sign up for the new lease.
Cool. I'm going to do some shopping around in the next couple of months, I think, and see if I can't figure out
the only thing I want to do what is I want to do. House, but I'm very interested in moving. I'm waiting. I want to see if I get this manager job, and then if I get this manager job, I'll probably wait a year, and then yeah, I'll move. Because I really, you know, We want to be as close to six digits as possible, you know, not to put that out there, but.
No, speaking into existence,
Mama. I'm speaking it. I want six digits.
Yeah.
I would like to. And I know I have the skills to do what I apply for, so I wouldn't be this confident if I didn't think I could do it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Slight update, you know, about that. I've applied for manager roles. I'm supposed to be starting with Govee.
That's going to be fun.
Nice little life update.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
She's going to be a skinny legend.
I'll start taking.
Theboss.com.co.uk.
I'll start taking pictures. Is it about to go doo-doo-doo? Oh, it's at 100. Coming, Gwen.
And now you wait, and it'll make like a little
Clickety clack clack.
Yeah, and then it's just the doodad letting
go. Is it bending the tray so mm-hmm. that it pops off?
No, it's just cooling.
Oh, and then it'll pop itself off.
Yeah, the texture on the glass bed, when it's hot, it like hangs on to the print, but then as it cools, it like releases.
Cute. Yeah, so I'm gonna, once I actually get the prescription, I'll start taking pictures to kind of track where I'm at and, you know, see what the difference is. You're supposed to lose like 40 pounds within Damn. The first like 3 months of being on
really?
It. Yeah. So, shit. I don't know. That's kind of scary. I'm not that big, but I'm just like worried about loose skin, but that's like not a concern, honestly. But we'll see. We'll see. Once I actually get the fucking prescription, because it's in high demand.
Yeah, understandably so. Fuck.
Our insurance covers
that is so much.
I only have to pay $25.
That is so much.
A month.
I would say how much you like lose in the first.
Oh, I have no idea.
That's so much. That's so much good. I want that. I don't want to lose 40 pounds, but I want to lose. I just want to lose this.
I told my mom, I was just like, hey, I got approved for Wegovy. And she's like, what's that? And I told her what it was. And she's like, you don't need that. I'm just like, I'm in the obese category. She's like, no, you're not. I'm just like, my BMI is 33. I'm like, it's 30 is obese. 30 and above is obese. I weighed 217 pounds when I got this the prescription. Damn. Or when I signed up for the prescription. I'm like 215 now. So I've lost 2 pounds. So I'm not even on it yet. But, like, losing 40 pounds, that would put me well below what I want, which is my goal, which I think is 175. I feel like that's the right weight for me.
Yeah.
My lightest was 132, and that's too skinny for me, I feel. I definitely looked like Skeletor when I was that skinny. But, you know, we'll get there. We'll see what it does. It's not supposed to be, like, the cure. It's just supposed to help reprogram how your brain thinks about food and you being full.
Mm-hmm.
I've already done research. It doesn't have any caffeine in it because that was something that someone brought up and I was concerned about because me and caffeine don't get along.
Mm-hmm.
I can deal with it in, like, moderation, but I know that there's a lot of weight loss stuff out there that it's supposed to speed up, and it has a lot of caffeine because it's supposed to speed up your metabolism. And I have anxiety, so that would just exacerbate that.
Yeah.
So I was just like,
let's not. We don't want to be a skinny, anxious queen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no. I was just like, I've tried the weight loss pills. I spiral. I don't want that again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. When I get that, I'll start my little weight loss journey. And I'll take the pictures. And, you know, I'm not going to post them anywhere until, like, we're done. I'm going to be, like, before yeah. or after. But I'm pretty excited and see what it does. See what it can do for me.
Yeah.
Any other life updates for you?
Not really. I'm on leave from work. Doing a little leave moment.
Is somebody smoking? You don't smell that?
Outside, maybe. The window is open.
I smelled a roof of...
Oh, yeah, I kind of do, too.
So you're on the leave of absence?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you coping with that? How are you doing, mentally health-wise?
I mean, I could be better. I have my appointment to talk to my therapist... This upcoming... Oh, I really smell it now. This upcoming...
She's strong, girl.
Wednesday.
We'll get secondhand high.
Mm-hmm.
You said this upcoming Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And then my therapist is going to, like, go fill out the paperwork. And then hopefully everything will be approved. Because it still is not.
So right now you're on just, like, the introductory two-week offer.
Yeah.
And then they're going to, like, extend it. It's like, you mm-hmm. get a bonus 6 weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. And we'll see. I'm looking at other jobs just to see what's around, just because, like, I don't know, I want to find something that I can do that, like, makes me feel fulfilled, and I think not having that is what's fucking me up. I don't know, we'll see.
I'm a very find the positives in what you're doing.
Yeah.
Build a goal to get you where you want to go, doing the things that you feel fulfilled in type person. And I feel like you just gave up on the job altogether.
I mean, I maybe
you have your afternoons, you have your weekends. Like, it's a Monday through Friday. It's a good gig to have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but at the same time, at the end of the day, it's really what makes you happy.
Yeah.
I think, can only speak from my experience, but like yours is the only one that matters when it comes to you.
I think it's harder doing the job that I was just doing before going on my leave than what I was doing when I got here, even though I like that less. That was just like work.
Fix the problem, move on.
Just like given to me, there's no, like, I don't have to go seek it out. And if I'm mentally in a place where I don't feel like I have energy, me going to seek out work is very hard for me.
So if they assigned you things to do, like you got a daily caseload every morning.
Yeah. Like if it was just like in my like inbox, I'm like, hey, this list of things is for you, I'd smash it and move on.
Love to hear that, because that's how it was when I was in there.
Yeah, that sounds sublime.
Yeah,
but like having to just like go like peek through it, like for me, what would end up happening is like an hour or two into the day, I'd hit just like a I don't want to be awake crash where I'm just like, fuck, I don't want to be doing anything. Then I would just like look through and be like, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. Then I would just, like, do that over and over again until I got, like, three or four things to do. But if it was just, like, assigned to me and I had to do it, I would do it and then be done with it.
Hmm. Yep. I think you should definitely, if you don't end up leaving, definitely bring that up. Senior management.
I'd planned to bring that up in the meeting that I instigated.
They're going to have a meeting.
Good. Because I
already had the meeting with managers.
Okay.
And we went over everything to level set to be like, expectations are not clear across the board. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that that's, you know, where we're going.
And that's what I said to you.
The director.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the director has said after we had our meeting, she is scheduling to have a meeting with all of the res people. And I'm just like, do you want me to be in there? Or is this going to be like a candid conversation with you and those workers? And she's like, it's gonna be like a candid thing. I was just like, that makes sense. That's what it was when I was in there. So, but I was just like, hopefully she gives me the cliff notes so that I can know what was gone over, so that I can be like reinforcement.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's a really interesting department to be in right now in ADP because of all of the changes. But you know, fun times.
Yeah, the most fun.
So, you know, now that we're all caught up, I think that the meat of the episode, we'll say, is going to be going over retail experiences or like just bad customer experiences.
I got a juicy one. Do you got one?
I got one.
All right.
So this is gonna go all the way back to my very first job before I was a manager. I was working at Goodwill, a nonprofit thrift store.
Oh, wow.
I was working the register. And, ooh, I got two stories for this one place. I was working the register, and I gave the customer her total, and I was like, this is what your total is. And she started digging in her bra to get their money
juicy
out.
Juicy titty money.
This was summer.
We love
it. So she pulled it out, and... she went to hand it to me, and I wouldn't take it from her, so she laid it on the counter. And then I leaned down. I got my gloves from underneath, the counter, put them on, and she was just like, why don't you want to touch my money? I was like, because it came out of your bra, and it's hot outside. I'm not touching your sweaty money.
Oh, no.
She's like, my money is just as good as everybody else's money. I was like, yeah, I mean, it is. It's spendable, but I'm not touching it with my bare hands. You don't see me taking your change out of my drawers.
Yeah,
I was like, I have respect for the people that I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
She's like, this is disrespectful. You're not touching my money. I want to speak to your manager.
I'd have been like, no.
I was like, yeah, you can speak to my manager all you want. I'm still not touching your money with my bare ass hands. Manager came over and she was just like, just take the client's money. I was like, I was going to take her money. I'm just not touching it with my bare hands.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. She's like, the way that you put your gloves on could have been more respectful. I was like,
your manager said that to you?
Yes. I was just like, how would you like me to respectfully put gloves on? Could you show me?
Yeah.
She's like, well, you just know better. You know what you were doing. I was like, yeah, no. I absolutely know what I was doing. I'm going to make you aware that you're disgusting. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to touch it with my bare fucking hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to elaborate on putting these gloves on real loud. And then I'll take it.
Yeah.
Took the money. Gave her change. Told her to get the fuck out. And then my second story is a quick one, which was basically some client came in and bought a TV for $25. It was $25.25 because everything that was a housewares or an electronics ended in 25 cents. I gave her her total. And she was just like, what's that? I was like, that's your total. It was like, I don't know, 27 some shit. Cause there's taxes. She's like, the sticker says $25.25. I was like, yeah, plus taxes. She's like, I don't pay taxes. I was like, everyone pays taxes. She's like, I'm from New York. I don't pay taxes. I was like, I don't care where you're from. You're in Virginia and you will pay a sales tax. She's like, I'm not paying this tax. I'll call News Channel 3. I took the phone out. I was like, please do. And make sure it's on speakerphone so they can hear me laugh at how ridiculous you sound. She's like, girl. She ended up paying it. I was just like, be gone. Be done. The things that people argue about in the retail world.
Girl.
It's almost like they need that argument just to get, I don't know, something off their chest. I don't know. I'm just like, you're barking up the wrong tree. People that work retail don't want to hear your shit.
Yeah.
Nor do they have the time for
it. Nobody cares.
Like, we don't. We absolutely don't. Mm-mm. But yeah, that's my Goodwill story. What's yours?
Mine is more just like as a customer. I've had some moments recently.
Yeah, specifically with Volkswagen.
Well, yesterday I ordered some groceries to be delivered from Walmart.
Oh, you have Walmart Plus?
Yeah.
It's great.
It is so great. But what happens when you order something to be delivered and not order it to be picked up, Walmart doesn't do the shopping for you. If you do a pickup order and you come to the store to pick it up and they put it in your car, Walmart employees do the shopping for you.
Uh-huh.
But if you order it to be delivered, like a DoorDash person,
they still shop it. They don't deliver it.
No.
I've done it long enough to know.
I've chatted with the dude who dropped my order off
that was shopping. They're not Walmart workers. They're just like contractors.
Yeah, it's just a dude that comes in, grabs your shit. That's what I'm saying. Like
they're going to the pickup location. It's like the Uber Eats. It's like they're making the food, the Uber Eats driver will come in and pick it up and then deliver it.
I don't think that's true. Because this dude, like, I was just chatting with let go. You can go grab it now.
I'll wait.
Like I was chatting with the same guy that dropped my shit off at my door. He's not a Walmart person. I'm not disputing that. When you do like the Walmart pickup where you come to have them put your shit in the car for you.
Oh, okay. So you're those just are Walmart arguing employees. Them bringing it to your car versus them delivering it to you. Not the different ones doing the actual shopping.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We're on so stage. So the dude, immediately when he gets there, I get the notification, like, what's his name is shopping for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, not even a full minute, there's, like, three things where he's, like, unavailable, unavailable, unavailable. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't even look. Walmart's out of cucumbers, period? I don't think so. Walmart's not out of cucumbers. They may be out of whatever I just picked, but there are options, my friend.
Substitutions. You have to select substitutions.
Right, but there are like substitutions are on for everything. Like you can substitute it. It's fine. And like I put in the chat, I was like, are there any alternatives for any of these things? And his response is later. And I was like, okay, how about now? How about you talk to me about what my alternatives are right now?
Later.
Yeah. And he was just like, I'll come back around to those. I'm too far into the store.
Okay.
And then like he doesn't like another thing of unavailables, and it was dish soap. It was just like the Walmart flavor dish soap.
Flavor. I hope you're not drinking it.
No, whatever. It's their variety. It's their, the great value.
Okay. Their flavor.
And I responded back. I was like, I know Walmart has dish soap. Maybe it's not the Walmart brand, but I know they have dish soap. Take another look immediately or I'm going to be calling customer service. And so it gets marked as substituted instead of unavailable. Okay. And I ordered the blue one. He got me the green one. The
green apple one?
Yeah.
My favorite.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm glad that you did that. Go do that for the rest of the things that you just marked unavailable because I know that they have them. I'm not asking for specific things. I want cucumbers. I want, like, I just want some produce. Go do that. And so he does. Stuff gets marked as substituted and not unavailable. When it gets delivered, I ordered two of the big jugs of the dish soap. One of them, the top is like fucking broken and it's like laying sideways on the porch, just like dripping on the ground.
Hang on, what was it again?
Dish soap.
Damn.
Yeah. hey, got the cucumbers that I ordered, which were individual cucumbers. They were all there, all just fine, except one of them was just beat the fuck up. I think he just, like, got all my stuff and threw it into the car. Like everything. The bread looked like shit. Everything just looked so bad. I rated him a 1. I left a comment. I went through and, like, I ticked everything that looked fucked up. And I marked it return. And Walmart was just like, no need to return these things. Here's your refund.
They're really good with that.
Yeah. And I left a comment. I was like, this dude was shit. I was like, if you need me to, like, upload the chat transcript to you somehow, I'll do it. This dude was absolute trash. Don't let him shop for anyone again.
I've had only one experience where I've had two bad experiences with them. Is that the end of your exchange?
No, that's the whole thing. I didn't hear back from them beyond them issuing me the refund.
So with Walmart, I've only had two things not go as expected. I ordered batteries, the Duracell Quantum batteries. I ordered like a 12-pack of those. They gave me a 4-pack.
What the fuck?
And charged me for the 12-pack.
Ooh.
So I sent them a picture, and I was just like, you guys gave me a 4-pack, but I asked for the 12-pack, and I got charged for the 12-pack. And they're just like, so you're saying that the 12-pack is missing? I was like, it is. They're like, okay, we'll refund it. I was just like, do you want the 4-pack back? They're like, you're missing the 12-pack, right? I'm like, mm-hmm. Yes. They're like, okay, we're done here. We'll go ahead and refund that. I was just like,
okay.
I was like, okay, thank you.
I don't like that.
I mean, I like it, but it's like, I was just like,
like,
I feel dirty.
Yeah,
I feel like I stole, but like I wasn't even in store.
I don't know. I would have marked it like instead of
wrong, like missing a like,
wrong item or something.
Yeah, like yeah. That's what I was expecting them to do, but I talked to them on the phone and that's what they did.
Oh, I see.
So I was just like, okay, cool, whatever. I didn't have enough batteries to do what I needed, so I had to go to Walmart anyway. So.
Oh, no.
The second experience that I've had with them that was off, because, I mean, like, I order from them once a week, every Friday,
mm-hmm.
And I get groceries delivered. So I've got enough experience with them to know, you know, when's a good day and when's a bad day. I've had 98% of the time a great day. I just thought of another one. Shit. Okay, so... one time they delivered the order and I was going through it and most of the shit wasn't mine. I was just like, I didn't order bacon. I didn't order bread. I was like, what the fuck is this? I didn't order this. Oh, I was like, I'm going to use it though. Fuck yeah, I'm going to use it. So like I called them and they were just like, yeah, that's sorry about that. And they refunded me for all the things that I was missing. I was like, what do you want me to do with all the things that are not mine? They're just like, you can keep it. I'm like, okay, cool. And then the last thing that happened is the person delivered my groceries to the wrong house.
Ooh.
And I'm looking at the picture and I'm trying to figure out what that front porch is. And I'm just like,
was it the front porch right next to you?
Not directly next to me, but like, so you know, the corner house,
yeah,
the house to the left of it.
Mm, okay.
So behind me, but I was like, I don't really know what their front porch looks like. Cause you don't see it. You just see their driveway.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, great, I guess I need to go outside and look for my fucking groceries. So I call them, and as I'm like talking to them, I'm just like, look, I'm currently walking through my neighborhood trying to figure out where you delivered my groceries, because in the picture it doesn't have the house number. All I see is the porch, and those are my groceries, but I just don't know where they are. They're like, okay, well, we'll just refund it because you didn't receive your groceries. I'm just like, okay, sure. So at this point I got free groceries. So I was really determined to find it at that point, because I was just like, now it's free. Let me find it.
Yeah.
So we go around the corner after we've gone around like the circle, and I'm just like, I don't see anything on these porches. It must be the opposite direction. So let's go the opposite direction. Found it. And like I knocked on the woman's door and I rung her doorbell, and I'm just like, hey, I'm just letting you know, these are my groceries. They were delivered to the wrong place. I'm not stealing anything. I just want to make sure that I let you know, because I know you have a Ring doorbell and you might feel like this is real sus.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, that's fine. Take what you need. That's fine. I don't care. I was just like, okay, I just want to make sure. I don't want to seem weird. I am your neighbor.
I'm your neighbor. I live here. Right.
Yeah,
over there.
I go here. So yeah, I got all my groceries and got them all for free. And Walmart's got to be losing money.
I'm sure they are. But I feel like the way that Walmart is, just like any other, like,
they're a big-ass retail.
Right, they're huge, but they're also, like, they're probably taking this data and just, like, finding a way to optimize it better. And, like, people that do a shitty job.
Because it is their first, I don't know, year or so into
Mm-hmm.
These types of deliveries.
Well, so they used to do, when you had Walmart Plus and you had your shit delivered, you used to see the Walmart Plus van come around and drop shit off if you lived close enough. By the way, all of the vans are EVs. Do you know that?
I know that, is it UPS? UPS is supposed to be moving to all EVs. Oh, post office as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I didn't know that Walmarts were EVs.
Yeah, their vans are. I've seen...
Are Amazons?
I don't think so.
Hmm. Jeff Bezos. Terrible.
Yeah. Shame. Well, you know, he's not the captain anymore. He like, let go. Before he went into space and his giant dick, he, like, let go of the company.
So who's the CEO now?
I don't know. Some dude.
So he stepped down and he was just like, let me go ahead and give half of this to my ex-wife.
Well, yeah, he was basically just like, hey, like, I guess if I die in space, like, you're in charge. Mm-hmm. But also, like, be in charge because I just want to fuck off. I'm old and rich.
Not the richest person, but close. Well,
he was at one point.
Yeah, now, what's his face? Tesla dude is the richest.
I feel like that's not entirely true. I feel like...
at the rate that he's, like...
I feel like it looks like it.
Shitting X into the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. How do you have a great platform and then just turn it into shit?
Because he is a shitty person. He's not...
He builds great cars.
Well,
his company built
his great company cars. And his engineers built great cars. But he didn't even, like, found Tesla. He bought it from people.
No, he found it.
Nar.
He found it. He left the company and he bought it back.
Did he?
Yes.
I watched, like, a documentary on it not that long ago.
I'm pretty sure that's what I read.
And it was two dudes that, like, built, like, created Tesla, and they, like, turned, like, this Lotus car into an EV.
Maybe
and
I'm
he
confusing
bought it from them.
A different company.
He founded PayPal. Yeah.
Did he really?
Yes. He founded PayPal.
No wonder I've been hacked. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I could be wrong, for sure.
Nikola Tesla. Oh, no. References. Tesla was incorporated in July of 2003 by Martin Eberhard and Mark Tarpening. Who the fuck are these people?
They're the two dudes.
No, I've never heard of them though.
Right, and you wouldn't because that's not the story that they want. That's not the narrative that they're.
So basically, what's his face? Oh, fuck. Elon Musk just comes in and buys companies because he's so mm-hmm. fucking rich.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't. Yeah, he's not. He's not as smart as he wants you to think he is. He's just a rich dude that does money business stuff. And that's kind of it. He has, like, general ideas that he wants to, like, push and move, but that's it.
So, in January of 2004 is when Elon got involved. So, then what is the other company?
Which one?
SpaceX.
Mm-hmm.
Who founded...
And Neuralink.
SpaceX.
Has an X in
it. Tom Weller and Elon Musk. Okay.
So probably it was Tom Weller's baby, and Elon just put his name
like,
in it
yeah.
And slapped an X
like,
on it.
This is mine now.
Yeah. Who founded Neuralink? Was that also Elon?
Who founded Neuralink? Elon Musk in 2016.
Fierce.
And they do have somebody that has the chip in their brain at this point.
I heard about that.
I guess Elon's not stupid enough to test his own products.
Of course not.
Or not brave enough, rather. He is stupid enough. But
mm-hmm. And I bet they're so serving him ads right now. The
person
with
the chip in his brain?
Yeah. Could you imagine just like doing your thing, like driving a car, like going to work, and then suddenly just like an ad pops up for like Oval Popcorn or some shit?
Or like just prescription drugs or something.
Yeah.
Like, you seem like you're anxious. You should get hydroxyzine.
Oh my God. Mm.
I mean, that's not a bad idea, honestly. You've got a direct link into somebody's brain and how they think
so
and all of their problems.
Serve them ads all the time.
Serve them prescription drug ads.
Yeah. We need to drug up the population.
Uh-huh. I'm going.
Yeah. Drugs are good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Any other bad retail experiences? I'm trying to think of some more.
Recently, not really. I've had a few... as the retail employee over the last like decade of my life in retail.
Mm-hmm.
I had one, and I feel like I was maybe a little bit in the wrong because I probably had a little bit of an attitude. But this one lady, I worked like retail tech support. Anytime a device gets checked in, you like go through like the what to expect, terms and conditions, whatever. You have them read over and sign, and then. One thing that I would do would be just like a quick sum up of like, hey, this is what's going to happen if we find liquid damage, we find damage due to unauthorized modifications, XYZ, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of going over that really quickly with her. And she's like, there's definitely no liquid in this phone. There's definitely no modifications in this phone. I was like, I can't speak to what's there. If it, like, if you say this, sure. But again, this is what's going to happen if we see it. Mm-hmm. Just like not as I go through it. Okay. And she's like, I swear on the lives of my children that there is nothing inside of my phone like that. And I was like, that's a bit excessive, but okay. And she hated that. She hated that entire thing. She said that I was, what did she say? God, it's been years now. Basically, she like threw an insult my way and then went to go talk to my manager, saying that I had a really shitty attitude, saying that I insisted that something was wrong with her phone when it wasn't. And then she had her phone repaired, she got it back, and then left me a one-star review, putting in quotes, me saying that my response, that's a little excessive, but okay.
I mean, that's a response.
Right, and I was just like...
And?
Yeah, and she was just getting, like, red in the face, saying, like, trying to tell me that there was nothing wrong with her phone, and I wasn't disagreeing with her. I was just like, sure. If we do, though, expect this. And I'm just like, bitch, what the fuck?
I just thought of another exchange. It was from yesterday. And then I'm currently actively waiting on a call from a supervisor right now. And I told them to call me after 3. So it's going to be really funny if they call me now.
Oh, my God.
So Simon and I went to our couples massage last night.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay monthly and you get credits and you can use them towards services. And I've used the credits before for Simon. They just charge you $10 to use that credit towards somebody else that's not a member. And sure. I was like, cool, I'll just do that. We'll get a couple massage. So I set that up. I get the people signed up or whatever. And I was just like, I'll just use my credits because I should have 2 by that time when we go. And then we'll just go from there. So last night, we're done with the massage. And I tell her $10 for tip for both the people that gave us the massages. In retrospect, I got charged $30, then I got charged $10. So I got charged $40 total.
What?
I got charged $30 for me, and then she was talking about Simon's massage, and she was like, his is $149 since he's not a member. I was like, oh, no, absolutely not. I said, I'm using my credit, which I have done here before, for him. She's like, yeah, but you got a couple's massage. I was like, we got a Swedish massage in a room together.
Yeah.
So you're saying that it would be 1 credit's worth, which is $70, free for me, if we were in separate rooms? I was like, I'm not paying that.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. I was like, you need to get a manager, because nobody told me that. Why would I agree when I have credits to pay more money other than the $10 transfer fee, which I have done before? Mm-hmm. No one told me this. They're like, I can have a manager reach out to you tomorrow about it. I was like, yes, please do. At the time, I didn't know that the $30 went through on my card. I check. As soon as I leave, they are already closed because we're the last people. So I call this morning on my way here, and I'm just like, hey, is that manager in yet? Because I need to go over the fact that I was charged $30 and $10 when I said $10 tip to each person, which should only equate to $20. So I was double charged. And also, why would anyone in their right mind? So 1 credit equals $70.
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 credits. That's 140.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, why would I pay $150 just to be in the same room for something that I could do in 2 separate rooms? I'm like, I have just made it easier for you to clean 1 room versus 2.
Yeah.
Why are you going to charge me more money? So that's the argument that I'm going to make when they call me, because I'm just like, this makes no fucking sense to me.
Yeah.
Especially when I have used my credits for him before and no one has brought it up that couples massages, you can't use your credits for the other person. I'm just like,
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. That's not real size,
honey. You're trying to get more money from me, and you're not going to.
Yeah.
Because if they try and argue with me and they try to charge me that, I'm just like, you can go right ahead and try and charge my card. I will make sure they kick that shit back, and I will cancel my membership. I was like, you're not getting more money from me when I've already paid for it. You get the credit because you pay for the subscription, mm-hmm. and it gets deposited into your account. I'm like, you've already gotten the money from me for these credits. I'm not going to pay you more. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
Ugh. I'm so irritated. That's dumb. So hot. I've been sleeping on that. I'm like, I woke up angry. I went to bed angry. I'm just like, when they call me and I get this handled, it's not going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, y'all, the people that set up the appointment should have told me that.
Right.
And I wouldn't have done it. I'm just like, okay, well then, that's fine. We'll just do two separate rooms.
Yeah.
To save $150.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest shit ever. Dumbest shit ever.
That is dumb.
Woo, I'm hot and I'm bothered.
Mm-hmm.
Any other experiences? Is that it? Is that for you?
I think that's it for me.
Kawaii.
Trying to think. Yeah, I don't have anything really. No, like, shitty moments recently. I did have a client on the phone not too long ago tell me that something was hard to believe, that, like, something about, like, reporting and, like, you can't pull from too many places because it won't do right or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, explaining that to them, and they're like, I find that hard to believe that your system can't do this when I really want, like, this, this, and this in the same report. And I can't tell you what to believe. I can just tell you what the facts are. And if you don't want to believe that, don't believe it. Keep trying what you want to try. And if it doesn't work, maybe use those facts and move forward on your own.
Hello.
But I was just like, Sweetie, you
called me for help.
Yeah, like,
and why are you harassing me?
Like, I'm not in charge of how you process information. Like, yeah. Take it or leave it.
Like, I'm not a developer, but this is how it works. Take the information and run with it, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's literally what I deal with all the time. Whenever I'm pulled into escalations, I basically have to explain why the system works the way that it does. And I'm just like, if you want to see change, you need to do feedback. I can't change it for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, I can tell development to make changes. I'm not the one making those changes. You should probably do product feedback.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, complaining to me is not going to get anything done.
No.
Mm-mm. I'll create a ticket. They'll do nothing with it except probably put it on a roadmap for like 2 years down the road.
Oof.
Build some momentum. Put it on the web. Do the product feedback. The more traction your idea gets, the more likely it is to be done.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Crazy. I don't think I have any other crazy stories.
Okay. Do you have any triggers for this episode? Oh, that right there was the trigger.
My fucking massage. Hand in stone. Do better.
Yeah.
Do better. Like, I really felt hoodwinked. She didn't tell me that prior. She didn't tell me that when I was getting set up. If she'd have told me that before I had gone in there and gotten the massage, I'd have just been like, okay, go ahead and put us in two rooms.
Yeah.
We're gonna avoid this couple's issue. And I mean, it's not like it's going to inconvenience them because they're already there. I'm just like, put us in a different room.
Yeah, doing it in one room makes sense for them. So that, like you said, you don't have to clean two rooms.
It's so wild, right?
Yeah. Is that them?
I'm going to answer it on speakerphone.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
We deleted this conversation. So they were trying to bamboozle you at checkout.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Oh. I just talked to them. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I didn't even have to get that far to explain the logistics, I guess. It was just like, it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
The math ain't mathin'. Okay. So it was what did she say? 159, so 160 for the couple's massage. And I only had 140 in credits. So I paid $10 extra per person plus $10 for the transfer plus the $10 each for tip. That's a lot better than paying the 140 up front. Okay. I don't know why they didn't just explain that to me while I was there, because then I would have agreed to that.
Yeah, I think
maybe she was confused.
Maybe she was, but also maybe it was just like the end of the night and she was just tired and like not having brain.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Probably cut that conversation out.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, otherwise, if it was spicy and it didn't go the way I wanted, yes.
Yeah.
Drag their ass.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. They're pretty chill. Like, they understood where I was coming from because I was just like... I felt kind of embarrassed because I wasn't expecting to spend that much money.
Yeah.
And when she told me the total, I was just like, oh, what?
Yeah, excuse me?
I was like, sorry. I have credit. I mean, I could put it on my credit card, but I don't want to.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Can we not? I don't want to pay that much.
Yeah. Anyway. Nori.
So that concludes my hand and stone drama. It's not drama anymore. It's just, you know, swept it under the rug.
Yeah, they handle it. It's been squished.
It's been squished-a-da-da-da. Well, yeah, cute. Thank you guys for listening. Yeah. Make sure you visit our LinkedIn and follow and subscribe everywhere that we are. Mm-hmm. We're in lots of places. We'll probably move everything from our SoundCloud to
Spotify.
Spotify, because it's so easy.
Yeah.
When does our SoundCloud expire? I like doing little polls. I think it's June.
June? Okay. Yeah, oh, nice. Yeah.
Somewhere around there. We'll probably do a break in between. That way we can move all of the files over. Mm-hmm. And then do like a season, whatever season we're on by then.
Cool. Yeah.
Rebrand. That'd be fierce. Not a rebrand, but like a season two.
Yeah. A cute little relaunch.
Whatever we're on. Because it's all there. Nobody's going to notice the difference because we just change where the RSS is housed.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple has that option. So
yeah. Cute. We could redo our album art. Oh my God. We could redo. Oh, we could take some cute little promo photos.
Oh my God.
Or not. Or not. Or not. It's fine.
Okay. All right. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. It's a lot of work. We've rebranded a lot.
Yeah, we have truly.
We've gone through a lot. A lot of identity crisis. And it's well documented.
Yeah. And why not? Why stop when we can continue?
Remain consistent everyone, in our inconsistency.
Everyone loves an identity crisis.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Then we're like, who the fuck? I don't remember following these bitches.
Yeah.
Like, who is this? And listen to it. Oh, yeah, it's some bitches.
Oh, yeah, it's these dumb hoes. I didn't know they still existed.
Oh, my God. If you've got any ideas for topics or what you want us to talk about, shoot them our way.
Yeah.
We'll give it some consideration. We're always open to talk about random shit. Obviously, that's all we do.
Truly.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.